Welcome to the podcast Career Connections with the HR Insider, where we teach you how to stay, flow, or go in your career with your host, Barbara Mason, bringing you 20 years of the inside scoop and what really matters in your career. Our passion is helping you find yours.
Hey, everybody. I wanted to pop in today and talk about a very big topic. It's a big topic to me. And I want to talk to you today about why I left my corporate job, why I left corporate America. And it's a big topic for me because it was a huge decision. So for those that are brand new to me, I've been in senior level HR. I've been doing HR for the last 20 years, and I've worked for some major corporations. And so I have had a fantastic career, absolutely wonderful. But I made a decision a couple of years ago that I was going to leave corporate America in a little while. And it took me a while to get to that decision. But once I arrived at that decision, it was the only decision for me. The only decision for me. And so this podcast today is not to convince you to leave your job and to go into entrepreneurship. It is not about that. It's about you being true to who you are and doing the things that are important to you. I often talk about that I help women all over the world have the career and life that they want. And I want each and every one of you to be in a career that honors who you are and what you value. So let's break that and unpack that a little bit. I don't say those words lightly, and I don't put those two things together because it sounds nice. I put career and life together because I know for me, and I know for you, that those two things go together. And so I'm going to tell you three main reasons why I decided to leave corporate America and to start my own business. Number one is I no longer had the life that I wanted. And so that is a prime example of how your career and life should go together. Your career should serve your life. The lifestyle that you want to have, the type of life that you want, your career has to be in alignment with that. And so I don't have any regrets about the 20-year career that I had in corporate America. It served me well until it didn't anymore. And so I did not leave corporate America hostile. I did not leave corporate America, with regret, because at certain stages in my career, it did exactly what I needed it to do. But then as things began to change in my life, all of a sudden the things that were important to me 10 or 15 years ago were no longer as important. So let's say they were 2 on the scale. They moved down to number 7 or 8. And so as I began to evaluate my life, my corporate 9-to-5 senior level job no longer served the life that I wanted to have. So my quality of life that I wanted had diminished. My health began to diminish. And so my blood pressure was high. I was always stressed because I was always on. That is not the kind of life that I wanted to continue to live. Now in my 20s, early 30s, I could handle things a lot better. Being on the road and traveling from a Monday to a Friday, I could do a lot better. But at this stage in my life, that is not the quality of life that I wanted. So that was one thing. The other thing was spending time with my kids. And so when my kids were first born, I had a job that was not as demanding. As they began to ramp up in age, that was where the bulk of my demanded career began. And now as they're 11 and 16. And so I remember someone telling me a long time ago, she said, Barbara, she said, you think that you need to be with your kids when they are small and when they're babies. But when they hit those teenage years is when you really, really, really need to be present. And I didn't understand it at the time until I had children that were much older. Okay. So now I get it. Being 11 and 16, I need to be at home more. I need to be involved and get all up in their business about who their friends are, where they're going, and all that. You catch my drift. And so I've no longer had the ability to do that. The next thing is I made a lot of money, a lot of good money. But I remember telling a friend, I don't even have time to spend the money because I'm always working. Okay. So that wraps up into number one, is that I did not have the quality of life that I wanted. Okay. So it's all about what you want and you being true to you, because someone else could look at this exact same situation and say, oh, I would love to have that money. Oh, I would love to have that title. And again, it was good until it wasn't. Okay. So that's number one. The second reason why I left corporate America is that I was no longer having the impact that I wanted to have. Again, the whole point of this podcast is for you to be true to who you are and what you value. And so for me, I was in a big role and my reach was far and wide. And people would tell me all the time, wow, you have so much influence and boy, you have so much impact, but it was not the type of impact that I wanted to have. Okay. And so the higher I got in my career, the less time I got a chance to spend with the people that in my mind that I really wanted to spend time with. I no longer could decide who I ate lunch with. I could no longer decide who I talked to at the company party because it was already dictated for me. I already had a seat at the executive table. I already had lunches planned with the executives. No shame, nothing about them. But in terms of the people that I wanted to impact, that is not where I wanted to impact. And so I found myself not being fulfilled internally by not having the impact that I wanted. So that was the second reason. The third reason is that I wanted to do more than work a 9-to-5. Okay. Even though my 9-to-5 was huge, I wanted more than that. I wanted more. Plain and simple. When I thought about my life and my career legacy, what I did not want to be said is that Barbara worked this fancy 9-to-5 job in her role, and that's the end of the story. I wanted more. I wanted to be said that I enjoyed my life, that I lived my life. I wanted to be said that I impacted people at the deepest level. I wanted to be said that I helped someone have the career and life that they want, for them to know that it is possible. That is what I wanted. And that impact and that desire, I was never going to get on a 9-to-5. Those are the reasons why I left. Now, the other side of that is that I still had to make money, right? I still got to work, right? And so that road, that journey, that whole road led me to entrepreneurship, because I'm able to do the things that I want. I'm able to have the lifestyle that I want. I choose when I spend time with my kids. It's not dictated for me. I choose. I lay the rules because I'm my own boss. And so I have the time freedom and the time flexibility that I want. In terms of the impact, I get a chance to work with people all over the world. People that are hurting, people that go to bed at night hating that they have to go to work the next morning, people that cry on their way into work. I get a chance to help those people. What an impact that is. And then at the end of the day, I'm doing more than my 9-to-5. I know that's what your parents tell you. Go to college, get a degree, get a job, work for a really good company, and you stay there and you be loyal and all that. That's good and all for some, but it was not for me. I wanted more. It's just like my tagline. I expected greater of myself. I wanted more. So that's the reason why I left corporate America. And so today for you, I want you to think about what type of career and life that you want. And I want you to start with your life. What type of life do you want? What type of lifestyle? What do you want to be able to do that you're not able to do now? And I get it that sometimes you're thinking, well, I got to have a job. And yes, we have to make income, but I don't want you to be so focused on retaining the job that you're in today as if that is the only job in the whole world. It is not. It is not. And at the end of the day, I want you to go deeper about what your fears really are. So maybe you know that I'm in a job that I don't like, but it pays me really, really well. So you may not be afraid of not having the job. You may be afraid of not having the lifestyle that you've grown to like and grown to be accustomed to. I get it. I completely get it. But what I want you to do is be true to who you are. My life motto says this, is that I want to live a life where I have impact and no regret. I want to live my life with impact and without regret. That is my life motto. That motto is my compass. It is my north guiding star. It gets me in the places that I need to be in. And if whatever I'm engaged in does not line up with my life motto, I don't do it. It has been the compass for me for the last 4 to 5 years. And that is how I ended up where I am today. Because I decided 5 years ago that I would live my life with impact and I would live without regret. And so if I would have stayed and my journey would have ended with just the 9-to-5 and impacting CEOs and executives and people around the ivory table, if it would have ended there, that would not have been enough for me. I would have had regret and I would not have had the impact that I was destined to have. So what is it for you? If you lived your life today without hold, no holds barred, with impact and without regret, what does that look like for you? I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about, are you willing to have it? You don't have to have it all figured out today. You don't have to have all the answers today. All you have today is a willingness and a desire to go internal and be true to who you are and ask yourself, are you living a life? Do you have a career that honors who you are and what you value? Everybody's answer is different. Everybody's journey is different. But everyone has a journey. Everyone has a pathway. It's incumbent upon you to know what yours is. And so if I can help you and you want to talk about it, then please find a way to reach out to me. You can go to my website and go to the contact me. You can send me an email. All that information is at the end of this broadcast. I hope that this podcast stirs up something in you that causes you to think not just about why I quit my 9-to-5, but what is it right now that you need to quit in your life? What is it that you need to transition? What do you need to change to so that you have a life with impact and a life without regret? Okay, I'll talk to you soon and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Career Connections. You can find us at www.careerpathwaysconsulting.com or on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under Career Pathways Consulting. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, don't be satisfied with the status quo in your career and life. Expect greater, because life is too short to do anything different. See you next time.